Hey everybody, happy new year. This is Dree the Powerhouse, your host of the Purpose Life Podcast, and I am back to the relationship series, the relationship dynamic series, and we are at episode 3, which is the topic on privacy. I'm gonna get right in. And we're going to get going because I've been gone for far too long. And we just going to get this squared away. Oh, and y'all, guess what? This podcast series is actually turning into a book. I'm currently in the process of writing it right now. It will be available sometime this year, just to give y'all a heads up. So let's start with the definition of privacy. I am very big on definitions. When I'm in prayer at times, the Lord will give me words that I don't use in my day-to-day vocabulary. So I'm really big about researching up what words means because it's important. We tend to use words sometimes and they mean so many things. And it's just good to know the depth of the meaning of the word that you are using in your vocabulary. So, privacy is a state or condition of being free from being observed or disturbed by other people. Okay? So when it comes to relationships, privacy is highly important. And it goes across for all aspects of relationship dynamics. For example, it goes for friendships, family, business, and even most importantly, marriage. We have to master the art of being private, even across social media. You guys, I'm so private, but yet I'm so transparent at the same time. People may think they know what's going on with me, but they actually don't because I've learned how to be quiet. I'm so quiet sometimes that it makes people uncomfortable. And I'm okay with that because me pleasing God and me keeping my peace and keeping the enemy out of anything that the Lord is doing in my life and my loved one's life, it's important. It's important to me. So I protect that at all costs. So when you practice this boundary in your relationships, it will remain free from any amounts of unnecessary warfare by keeping valuable things and moments free from being observed and or disturbed by other people's opinionated perceptions. By being private and maintaining those healthy boundaries. How many of us know that when we begin to share our life's plans, even with some of our family members, they tend to want to project their comfortabilities onto you. They want to project their convictions, their personal convictions onto you, where your life is totally orchestrated and ordained a whole complete different way than how their life had been ordained and pre-orchestrated. So someone's opinionated perceptions of how you're about to move about your life has no place in your plans and in the plans that God has for you and the things he has ordained for your life. So it's important about being private about how you're about to move in your life, what you're about to do and things of that nature, because people choose to want to project their convictions onto you. And unbeknownst to you, if you are not using discernment with it, you will get caught up in someone placing their personal convictions on you about how they live their life and what was good, conducive in their life for them onto yours. And it can misconstrue what God is telling you to do if you struggle in that area. Okay, so I'm not saying be a total mute, because there's a time and a season to release the goodness of God's blessings over your life, to restore hope to others and encouragement that they are not alone in this circumstantial earth realm, yet using wisdom on when it is vital to share. Okay, so there are different aspects of privacy, and we're going to go into that right now. So what is privacy in a relationship / marriage? Okay, being honest with your spouse or significant other does not necessarily mean you must share every single thought, dream, fear or fantasy with this person. Sometimes too much honesty may be a double-edged sword in your marriage. Knowing what to share and what not to share is an important communication skill for couples to learn and use in their marriage. Okay, I'm not saying in a sense you can't be open. Your spouse should be your best friend. No one should be so privy to you other than your spouse. You and your spouse should be so vulnerable with each other that whatever that is uncomfortable can be shared amongst you two, because you all are each other's safe space. You all are each other's peace and ground of peace. Okay. When each of you step out into the world is as brutal as it is. You don't have to come home to your peaceful place and experience the same brutalness that's out in the world. So for me, for example, like, I don't speak on everything. I don't react to everything because I know how to go to the throne and pray. I know how to be quiet and not react and say something I don't mean, because it is detrimental. Our words are life and death. I'm not going to allow the moment my flesh is uncomfortable to rise up and say something that is going to speak death and versus speaking life, because the flesh is sabotaging. The flesh will sabotage your life if you let it. Okay, I'm going to go on to the next. In a healthy relationship, you honor the sense of emotional and physical privacy needed for yourself and your partner. Otherwise, ironically, you end up limiting your intimacy with one another and not enhancing it when you don't respect privacy. I personally do not share anything with those that are extremely close to me in regards to my relationship, what I'm doing in business, and things of that nature, because it's private. It's private. It's not time to release everything. What could also be unhealthy, even in a healthy relationship, marriage, is not sharing important things. Some things are meant to speak on, to learn each other and the background of each other's character and healing from any traumas. Okay. Some tips on poor times to share unshared experience of emotions is at bedtime, during periods of frustration, when there is a stressful situation present, when either of you are tired or not feeling well, when your spouse is angry or you are angry, when your spouse is already dealing with some difficult news. These are poor times to share unshared experiences. When a partner who has discovered that they have been directly lied to, given a half-truth, or not told critical information that is both impactful to them and the person that hasn't shared it, can feel as can bring upon an enormous sense of betrayal and lessen trust and respect, which can take some time to rebuild back up. So that's that on the area of marriage and intimate relationship privacy. We're going to go into privacy with family. This is so important. Some of the same principles mentioned with privacy in your relationship / marriage apply with family. What differentiates the dynamic is the different intimacy levels there is with family from your relationship and your marriage. Okay, family can be brutal at times, or super protective, competitive, envious, or simply selfish. You have to apply a privacy boundary in your family life to also protect your peace, the peace of your significant other, the peace of you all's relationship, the peace of you all's marriage, and things of that nature. By evaluating and also reevaluating who you are close to in your family circle and the members of that family circle you can trust, and know what to share, when to share it, and not to share it. This keeps respectable family relationship boundaries in place at all times and at all levels. Okay? Now we're going on to privacy and friendships. This is not least, yet it is also important. Privacy and friendships, this can be often difficult at times, especially if you look at friends or at least some of them as family. Setting healthy boundaries of privacy and friendships will also warrant a great deal of respect. When friends are too close without this boundary, they will take things too personal or even possible feel it's okay to share personal matters about you with other friends of theirs. Just like with any relationship, boundaries of privacy and friendships help both people keep their relationship healthy and intact. Once a level of distrust feels off balance to either person from privacy concerns, it may unravel. In our friendships, we tend to share so much of ourselves with the expectation of support and help from one another. However, though sometimes doable, other times it's not. I've learned this, you guys. I've learned this. So that's where boundaries and privacy come to play, even in your friendships. Okay? So here are some good privacy boundaries to apply or even start applying if you haven't started doing so in regards to your relationship and marriage, your privacy boundaries in family, and your privacy boundary in your friendships before I close. So how you treat each other's time, okay? What needs you share with them? How much you tell them? How you treat their values, how you separate your emotions and well-being, how you affect each other's lives, how you support them, and whether you're able to say no. Okay, you all. So that is your brief episode 3 on the relationship dynamics in regards to privacy. I keep these episodes short and sweet for you to go and you dig deeper, even further in your own personal time about the dynamics of the relationships in your life. And know that keep your privacy boundaries in place. Like I said, I mastered this. I don't even go around, you know, sharing personal aspects of anything of a complete value in my life with family, friends, even ministry leaders. I don't do it, you know, because God is the only one that is all knowing. And before I go to anybody else about what I'm doing and what the Lord is telling me to do, I go to him first. And he is the ultimate covenant keeper when it comes to privacy. And him knowing everything and knowing the heart of everyone, he will tell you who to share with, what to share, whether it's with your spouse, whether it's with your family member, your mom, your auntie, your sisters, your brothers, your cousins, your uncles, your children, your friends, your boys, your homegirls, your sister circle. I would even put leaders in the category of friends, your leaders, things of that nature. So make sure you are practicing healthy, biblical privacy boundaries when it comes to your life. And those that you say that you love, because it's important. Until again, when we come to the next episode on communication and the dynamics of relationships, this is Dree, the powerhouse, your host for the Purpose Life Podcast. And this concludes our 3rd episode. You all have a great day.